Glenn Grit grew up in England and moved to the United States for job opportunities a little over 20 years ago. He settled in this country, but soon missed a tradition from his native land. Growing up, he listened to brass band music. This style of music in England has a particular sound unlike brass bands here in the United States, and it is tied to the roots of English culture. Brass band music in England has cornets instead of trumpets, and alto horns replace the French horns. When Glenn lived in Georgia and the United States, he joined a brass band there, along with his wife, Laura Gritz, who also grew up playing in brass bands here. She plays the alto horn. Later, when they moved to Nebraska, they soon realized that there was not such a thing as brass band. One day in 2017, over lunch, Glenn and his friend first thought of forming the Nebraska Brass Band. He became the director and Laura will manage the group.
We're a duo, you get us together, and we together run the whole show.
The band currently has up to 40 musicians, all volunteers, and their concerts in Nebraska and parts of Iowa are free. They do it for the love of music and for offering part of the tradition of Glenn's culture here in the Midwest.
Something that we have started with our group is once a month we all have a band social and we go hang out at the pub. And we, you know, everybody just kind of gets to know each other outside of the rehearsal space. We get to know each other outside of everyday life.
The Nebraska Brass Band rehearsals twice a month and puts on 4 concerts a year. One in the fall, one in Christmas, and 2 in the spring. Glenn and Laura's purpose with this band is to share music and part of the English culture.
Our concert's free and available for anyone who loves and enjoys music to come out and listen. So the majority of our tickets are free tickets. We do offer some VIP tickets, and that allows you to sit kind of up front, close and personal, and really see and hear the band. While our sound travels with that many brass players, you know that sound is going to travel. So, but the VIP allows you to be right up close and front. But we do want the majority of the tickets just to be free, just so anyone can come and aren't hindered by cost.
The money from the sales of VIP tickets is only to offset the cost of renting the concert venues. The next Nebraska band concert, Elizabeth remembered, is on March 25th at the Strauss Performing Arts Center at UNO, and it is in honor of Her Majesty's love for animals. The audience can donate to support the Nebraska Humane Society. Glenn settled in Nebraska a long way from England, and he is now a businessman who owns Chappies, British markets and bakeries that sell imported foods and gifts.
As a lot of people do, they fall in love with the states. And, if you put into your work everything that you have, you can get that return to you. And he found with the hard work comes great reward. And so he's been able to stay over here. And we have a family, 3 kids, and we're enjoying life. And this brass band is something that we get to do together. It's outside of our work.
For more information about the Nebraska Brass Band, you can visit nebraskabrassband.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.